Tweet at TodaySOR.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, just to remind you that Gerry Daly is going to be with us a little later in the programme. He's going to be here to answer all of your gardening questions. So do get in touch with us if you have a question you'd like him to answer. You can email us todaysor@rte.ie or you can text us 51551. But now to weight loss and to fitness. Most of us make some commitment to getting fit every summer, even if it only amounts to a mental commitment. I'm joined by Yvonne Hogan, who is editor of the Irish Independent's Fit magazine. She knows exactly what it takes to get fit. I'm also joined by our fitness expert, Pat Dively, who's in our Galway studio and is on hand to answer any of your questions. Now, Yvonne, let's first of all talk about your own experience with weight and weight loss. And it was interesting reading about it. You seemed to be doing everything right, but the weight was just staying with you no matter what. So tell me about it.
Yeah, well, in 2010, I was 35 and I just found myself all of a sudden fat. Now, it wasn't all of a sudden fat, but I'd been like slim as a teenager and in my 20s. But like most people, I was like, you know, working too hard during the week, then going out at the weekends and drinking too much wine and eating loads of rubbish. And then I decided I was going to give up drinking because that was going to solve all my problems. So in January 2010, I gave up drinking, but I didn't lose any weight. And I was like going...
That seems extraordinary. Yeah, I would have thought if you gave up drinking, you would.
Yeah, well, either...
Did you replace it with something? Did you take up chocolate?
I don't think so. But either I wasn't drinking as much as I thought I was, or but I think it was more, I think, to lose weight. What I learned, right, is that to lose weight, you have to change every single thing about your life, not just one element. Do you know what I mean? It was a whole lifestyle.
I have to say, that's a very daunting line. I'm
no,
sure people
wonderful.
Are listening going, change every single element of my life?
Well, basically what I did was I went to Damien Maher up in Be Fit for Life, and I wrote a diary about it in Health and Living, so it's all available on independent.ie for anyone who wants to see it, plus pictures of my gut and that kind of stuff.
Yes, I'm looking at one of them here. You're very brave.
No shame. But I actually I'm quite evangelical about this, because the change that came from getting unhealthy to fit as opposed to fat to thin was just immeasurable. It was wonderful. Every single part of my life improved hugely.
So what did you change?
I changed, basically, I did weight training 4 times a week. And I continued to do that right up until I was like 7 months pregnant.
And are you talking big barbells here? Are
you
talking 1 kilo
weights? Well, you start, you have to do this properly, and you have to start small and work your way up and kind of work with somebody who knows what they're doing. But I was lifting quite heavy weights. I was eating really, really well, like fresh vegetables, salads, lean meats, fish. And I did that with huge focus for 6 months. And I lost, I think, God, it was about 33 pounds or something. And I was really lean and really, really fit. And then what I found was I could be really good like 5 days a week and eat whatever I wanted at the weekends when you're that lean. So that was
so if you put the work in,
you have to put the work in
one time, build the muscle that
build
eats
the
fat.
Yeah, it's like a big machine then. And I could eat whatever I wanted at the weekends.
And where are you now?
Well, then I had a baby in 2012. So I was up until 7 months pregnant, I was training 4 times a week, doing everything. And then basically I just got too fat, but you know, so big and cumbersome. I was kind of squatting down and not wanting to get up.
And pregnancy is kind of an excuse, isn't it? Well, I think for some people to put the feet up and open the jacket.
I kind of was the opposite. I got really frantic. I was so terrified of getting fat again that I think I probably overdid it. And I think a lot of women do that. You have to be really careful. But so at about 7 months, I stopped training, and then it was, I suppose, the baby came. I went back at about 10 or 11 weeks after the baby to the gym, and I was still breastfeeding and stuff. So my ligaments were still quite loose. So I kind of overdid it again, because that's just my personality. Do you know what I mean? I didn't listen
but
to people.
But had you put back on the weight?
No,
after the baby.
No.
No, you didn't.
Even when I was 9 months pregnant, I wasn't as heavy as I was before. Thing. But you know, when I did start putting back on weight after maternity leave, when I went back to work.
Really?
Yes.
The old habits crept in.
Well, it wasn't that the old habits crept in. It was just I found it really hard to order my life, and because I had to get up, like I wasn't sleeping with the baby and things like that. So I put on a bit of weight. Like I'm nowhere near what I was, but I do have about 20 pounds I'd like to lose. So
you're not looking too bad to me. Listen, I'm also joined, as I say, on the line by Pat Dively, who's in our Galway studio. Pat, I mean, it's very interesting listening to Yvonne that it is a whole life that you have to change. You can't just give up the chocolate or give up the wine and expect the weight to fall off. Would you, you'd agree with that, would you?
Yeah, definitely. It all ties in. Yvonne talked about stress and nutrition and everything else, and it does have to be an holistic approach. I think some of us think we can out-train a bad diet, and you got to do a little bit of it all, you know.
Also, sleep is very important here, isn't it?
Sleep's massive, because that's where your hormones are being balanced, and that's where most of us are kind of gone wrong. Our hormones are all over the place, and we laugh about that when we're moody and stuff like that, but that's the reality, is that the foods we're taking, the toxins we're taking in, are causing us the stress, the lack of sleep, maybe overtraining or undertraining. It all leads to hormonal imbalance, and that's where we put on weight and we can't take it off.
Yeah, and I suppose if you're not sleeping, you tend to be tired the next day, and you'll reach for the chocolate with the coffee at 11 to keep yourself going for the day.
It's this vicious cycle of caffeine, sugar, just to keep yourself going. Then you can't sleep, and then you're caught in that cycle. So
Pat, I mean, for people listening this morning who maybe are, you know, I might not want to change my entire life, but I wouldn't mind shifting a few pounds.
Yeah.
What's the first step? How do you get started?
For me, it's always nutrition, because sometimes people jump the gun and they think they have to start training hours every day. And the reality is most of us are stressed from, again, lack of sleep, work life, family life. And when you add training to that, you're kind of adding another stressor, and your body's not able for that if you're not eating the right food. So it's as simple as trying to move back toward more natural foods. So like Yvonne was saying, with the lean meats, the seafoods, the vegetables, a little bit of fruit, nuts and seeds, healthy fats. It's kind of thinking like your grandparents would have eaten back in the day, we'll say.
Get rid of the processed stuff.
Yeah, and that's a really easy starting point. You know, drinking more water, more green tea, cutting back on the coffee and the stimulants that keep you wired.
So that's interesting, Pat. So you're saying it's nutrition first of all. Now, Yvonne, you were saying you tried nutrition, but you needed to do the weights as well.
Well, no, it wasn't that I tried nutrition. It was just that I tried nutrition, but I wasn't educated properly about it. So to that end, like ever since I took over Fit Magazine, I've decided to edit it by a series of challenges. So I have a new challenge that's starting next Monday, and it's 100 Fit Days, Live 100 Fit Days. So myself and Siobhan Byrne, who's our fitness expert, are going to give a nutrition and training program that anybody can do, no matter what their level, in their own home, without weights or without, it's body based on body weight exercises.
You don't need to join a gym.
You don't need to join a gym. All you need is your Fit Magazine and your focus and your willpower and your, you know, basically we're going to show you how to measure yourself at the start, and we have a prize then for the biggest transformation at the end of the 14. So it's 14 weeks, 100 days in 14 weeks. So it's basically body weight training done in a high interval intensity style. So
okay,
it won't
so
even
does that
take that
mean
long.
Exactly. Like you're going to give a diet for people, are you?
Well, we're going to give nutrition advice and suggested foods and telling you what to avoid and what
and
to.
And also then a fitness program.
A fitness program that's basically 3 days. It's very effective and very efficient. So it's not going to take a huge amount of your time. So it's three exercises performed in, you know, different repetitions. It's high interval intensity training, so you can do it at home in the morning and it won't take you more than 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
That little?
Yeah.
That sounds 15, 20 minutes a day. I mean, most people can manage that. And Pat, I mean, do you think you can get by 15, 20 minutes a day? I know one thing that you also talk about is Fit for Life running clubs. So tell us about those.
Yeah, it's just something, I think they're running them all over the country. It's really popular here in Galway. They just get together as a group, really cheap. I think it's like €50 for the year. Just for your visor. And they run out in different groups, and there's slow walkers and there's fast walkers and joggers. And it's just a bit of accountability, because that's something that when you're starting training is quite tough if you're out on your own and you're a bit lost. Just having a group there with you makes it a lot easier. But the kind of training Yvonne talks about is definitely the same stuff that I would be pushing people toward. When you work intensely for a short period, you end up burning more calories for the rest of the day because your metabolism rises. Whereas with the slow, steady slogging away on the treadmill, you tend to just stop burning calories when you stop. So we're looking for a kind of afterburn effect with the intensity training.
Right. And Yvonne, the other thing you talk about with exercise, that it's not just about weight loss. It changes your emotional state.
Well, do you know what I find when I'm training? I find everything is much easier. What I like about it is it's a little time for me in the morning, which I know a lot of, you know, mothers and fathers will realise, if you know, you're doing everything for everybody else. This is my time in the morning. That's just for me. I find it kind of centres me and grounds me and makes the rest of the day so much easier. I definitely find my stress levels are a lot lower. And I think it makes me feel like, this sounds a bit kind of cheesy, but it actually just makes me feel stronger. And I think it's kind of, life is kind of hard these days,
and
you have
to
be
strong. And achievement as well, having done it,
exactly.
Seeing the weight
and
going.
It's something I've done for myself. But like the weight, actually, I know we all love talking about the weight and everything, and I'm as vain as anyone else, but the weight is actually the least of it. Once you're fit, you can forget about it. Wouldn't that be lovely to just forget? I can't wait till I'm back where I was, where I didn't think about how I looked at all. I didn't have to, and it was lovely.
Really?
You know, yeah.
None of those camouflage clothes.
No,
or, yeah.
Absolutely no Spanx.
On that note, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us, Yvonne Hogan and Pat Dively there, and good luck with the Fit for Life programme. Now, it's just 11 o'clock. We're going over to the newsroom and to Brian Jennings.